Now, whether you're a fashionista who meticulously plans an outfit, or you're more of a throw-on-a-t-shirt, couldn't care less type, we all adorn our bodies with garments every single day. But how much do we really know about the clothes we wear? Well, ethical fashion movements are on the rise, with many fashion brands opting for a more sustainable approach, promoting awareness of where our clothes are made and under what conditions. Well, today on the line, we have Angela Bell, National Manager from the Ethical Clothing Australia, to shed some light on this. Angela, thank you for your time.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
No worries. So can you tell us more about the origins of Ethical Clothing Australia and your involvement with the organisation?
Yeah, so Ethical Clothing Australia started almost two decades ago, and it was originally known as the No Sweatshop Label. And it came about at a time of huge upheaval in the Australian fashion industry. It was around the start of the decline of a lot of local manufacturing, and there was a whole range of reasons that contributed to that. But it did see a lot of Australian companies offshoring, and for those that were still making in Australia, they started a lot of outsourcing. And so fashion industry in Australia and globally use a lot of really complex supply chains. And in Australia, quite unique, we utilise a lot of home workers or out workers. And so they are the people who are making from home and particularly from sort of garage type sort of situations. And these people, and because of, I guess, the complexities of supply chains, are actually quite prone to exploitation by businesses. And so what happened nearly two decades ago was, when I was saying there's this massive upheaval in the local industry, there was also a lot of the union exposing a lot of exploitation in the industry, and whether that was low wages for piece work, or it was those real sweatshop type conditions, really safe workplaces. They were exposing a lot of this, and basically some of the businesses that were working in the industry were sort of saying, hey, you know, some of us actually treat our workers fairly. We want to be part of a level playing field, and we want to set the industry standard. And so the No Sweatshop Label was created. But we rebranded to Ethical Clothing Australia in 2010. And so we are an accreditation body. And the reason we were founded remains, and I guess our remit from the days of our foundation to today remain exactly the same. We go into businesses that are making in Australia, we go in and ensure that the people who are involved in the manufacturing process are being paid properly. We check that they're receiving their entitlements as they should be according to law, and that means their annual leave or their superannuation. And we check a range of other matters relating to the workplace, and that's anything from, you know, we look at the lighting through to making sure there's no safety, no major hazards. That, you know, people get meal breaks or through to that they have a clean toilet area to wash their hands, or a kitchenette area available in the workplace. So it's a whole range of things we go in and check. And we don't just check it with the company that's applied for accreditation. It's throughout their whole supply chain. So if they're outsourcing and they might be giving some work to an embroiderer or to a printer or to a home worker, but we go through and make sure everyone is compliant in that supply chain and meeting their obligations as according to law. And the benefit to the business is that they get to use the Ethical Clothing Australia trademark, and they can put that on the products that they're making in Australia, so then the customers, like you and I, can know that we can shop according to law, and that no one has been exploited in the process.
That is fantastic to hear the work you're doing. And besides looking at that ethical fashion label, is there any other way we can inform ourselves as to where our clothes are made, or whether we're making an ethical fashion choice?
Yeah, look, as you sort of said in your introduction, this is a bit of a booming area, and there is increasing interest in this area. And so there's now a whole range of ways if people want to get informed. I mean, I would, of course, say join our mailing list and follow us on Instagram, because we'll talk about new accreditations that are happening all the time for people interested in buying Australian made and, you know, products made under the ECA label. But there's also some really good activism in this space as well, and other areas you can look, such as Fashion Revolution. We've just had Fashion Revolution Week in April. That movement started as a result of the Rana Plaza collapse overseas, and the death of more than, 1,125 garment workers and nearly 2,500 workers being injured in that tragic incident. And the fashion revolution movement, went from one day to a week. It continues to talk about the makers behind the products and continues to apply pressure to companies that are operating either here in Australia or overseas, and trying to kind of, put more efforts into the rights and lives of garment workers. And the same as Oxfam is another good one to follow if people want to know. Oxfam's been doing a lot of work looking at what Australian companies are doing overseas, and they've put out a couple of reports under the headline What She Makes, and they're really good reports for people who are interested in knowing more. And there's a whole heap of fashion advocates and stylists that are now operating in this space, and they're really good to follow, and they'll give people tips on how to repair, reuse, recycle, maybe look at secondhand clothing. They also talk about why it's worth investing in your clothing. We've got to move away from this make waste disposable idea about fast fashion and cheap clothing, to really looking at about investing in clothing. And so there's a whole range of tips and information resources out there for people who want to get informed.
Fantastic. It does definitely sound like there are. Angela, thank you so much for your time on the show today. And it's been a pleasure talking to you, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.